Tech Talk with Lee Stark.
Okay, good afternoon, Lee. How are you?
I'm okay, mate. Yourself?
Not too bad, mate. I got a couple of questions for you before we get stuck into some of the other things to talk about. Is there a safe way to get my child a phone as they catch the bus to and from school? I want them to be able to contact me in case of an emergency, but not be able to call their friends or use social media. That's from Donna.
You can always get a dumb phone or a feature phone. That's what we call dumb phones these days. That's an option for losing the social media side. They're inexpensive. They're the sort of phones many of us grew up on that don't have screen, like don't have really useful screens, don't have much access to the internet. Other than that, the other thing you can do if you do want to give them a smartphone is you can actually lock down what they can do. iPhone and Android both have those features in there. You basically, for Android, you install a feature called Family Link, which can control basically what they can do, and for iPhone it's a child mode. There's lots of settings you can do to basically control what they can install, what they can do, and even monitor the sort of things they can do, but both of those are valid options.
But a dumb phone, I think you called it, is going to be a whole lot cheaper than an Android or an iPhone, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've actually seen a few of those come out in the past couple of weeks. There's a story on the ABC about people using them lately. They're big deals for people who don't want to have internet access or don't necessarily want to be time-wasting. So they're inexpensive, and yeah, so they're basically like old-style phones. They make you let you make phone calls. They might let you do a bit of web surfing, but it's very low quality. It's not really good stuff. It's basically just for phone calls.
Andrew says, I am going to give my elderly mother my old phone, but cannot seem to log out of the App Store. What can I do? Can I have more than one phone on my App Store account?
So yes, you can. You can definitely have more than one phone in your App Store account. In fact, you can have up to five people, including yourself, so for a grand total of six as part of a family on an iPhone. In terms of logging out, you can log out on an iPhone in the settings, but the best way to do it, to be honest, is to basically reset the phone. So go into settings, general, and reset it, and then log in using new account. If you need to, you can also create a child account for your grandmother. She's obviously not a child, but it's like creating a spare account, and you can monitor and install that kind of remotely.
Okay, the next song you listen to could be made by AI. You say there's an artist behind every song you listen to, but in the future, it's the listeners who could be those artists. Tell us more about this.
So this is a piece of technology called Suno, and we've spoken about all the wonderful things and the crazy things AI can do. Everyone has probably tried ChatGPT, where you can give it a text prompt and it creates text for you or an image, something like that. Well, this is music. What it does is it can create song lyrics and then the music for the song, basically simply by giving it a sample of text. I've been creating, the jazz has not been fantastic, but the rock has been surprisingly passable for giving it random instructions. It's a taste of what's to come. It's still not perfect, but it's very much entertainment purposes at the moment. If you're always wanted to be a music artist and you're like, I just don't have the talent, which is probably me at this point, it's kind of a cool idea to try out.
You said you started this by saying, I'm sure everyone's tried ChatGPT. Can I tell you, I would suggest a large percentage of our audience have never tried ChatGPT. So that being the case, how about you tell us what ChatGPT is?
ChatGPT is an AI system. It's basically as a website where you type in what you want and out spits the answer. When I say what you want, you can get it to come up with an itinerary of the places to go on holiday. You can get it to rewrite your messages. It's an AI system that's modeled itself on a whole bunch of different things out in the world. We call it a large language model. And basically, it can generate information for you on the fly. What's cautious about this is that sometimes ChatGPT delivers real information, and sometimes if it doesn't have the information you're looking for, it'll just create it out of the blue. So a lot of people can use it for writing, and you can use it for a lot of things, but it's also handy to check its work instead of just blindly trusting it. It's great for song lyrics, though.
Have you seen the footage of Jeffrey Archer, the author, the famous Sir Jeffrey Archer, asking an AI app to write, a 60-second verse short story in the style of Jeffrey Archer, and all of a sudden, bang, it comes up. Have you seen that footage?
Yeah.
What is that done with? Is that done with ChatGPT?
I think that version was done with a model of ChatGPT. There's a few different models out there. It's worth understanding how this actually works. Effectively, what the creators of these programs, and there are lots of GPT sort of systems out there, what they're effectively doing is studying, and by studying, I mean basically loading in all the text of that person, and it finds the patterns basically used to create similar sort of texts of work, and as a result, it can spit it out if you give it a topic. It's not perfect, as I said, and there are instances that there's some really great stories of lawyers in America using ChatGPT to summarize lawsuits for them and cases, and it's created cases out of nothing for them. As I said, if AI doesn't have what it needs to fulfill the gap or fulfill the topic, it'll just create it out of the blue, and you can call it out, but you have to be the one to be aware of that. But effectively what it does is it understands a lot of information and then tries to draw the same sort of pattern. So it can basically create a J.K. Rowling or Jeffrey Archer. It's not necessarily going to be perfect, but it can do some very solid starting points for people.
It's TV upgrade season. People can get themselves a great deal if they don't want the latest and the greatest TV. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So journalists actually call this typically TV upgrade season. It always happens every year. You can pretty much put it on your calendar. It's normal March to May. This is when all the new stuff that announced at CES in January typically comes out, with the exception of the really expensive stuff. That comes out later on the year, usually around September. And this year there are bigger and brighter screens on the way. But if you don't care about any of that and you're happy with last year's models, which, as I said, they're ever so slightly not as bright as this year's models. That's largely the difference. The new stuff replaces the old stuff by one year old, and so the old stuff can be found at a solid discount around now.
And Google has put out an update, and it protects against phishing with its latest browser update. Is that right?
Yeah, it's coming to iPhone, Android, desktop, laptop, basically anything out there. Android will be last on this one, weirdly. But it uses basically a list of websites to check. So it's called real-time protection, effectively. And what happens is, if you click on a link and you're not sure it's the real deal, sometimes you'll fall down the abyss of a phishing issue. We hope you don't. This is Google's attempt to try and fix that. It's basically looking at that web page and going, is this legit? Is this real? Ahead of time for you, so you don't end up at a phishing website. It is rolling out gradually now to all Chrome users.
And just quickly, if you're in the market for an iPad, wait, because there are new ones supposedly coming out.
Yeah, we like to put these sort of public safety announcements or public service announcements out for people ahead of time. Apple does not tell us what's coming, but when the rumor mill ramps up to a specific time, we usually get a good guide of what's coming. And the rumor mill is in full effect right now for the end of March, early April. So we're getting a good guide on, maybe if you want to buy an iPad, just wait a couple of weeks. You want to get the latest tech.
All right, Lee, thank you, mate. It's always a delight to chat with you. Thanks for answering our techie questions. We'll catch up with you next week.
No worries. See you then.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's Lee Stark. Pickr.com.au, PICKR.com.au is his website. And if you've got any tech questions for Lee, send them to us via email and we will put them to him.